Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This song has started to stress me out. She had a huge debate with her boyfriend, Captain Crunch, over whether or not to get a Christmas tree. You thought it was too late because it was just a couple weeks before Christmas. Mm-hmm. He said, no, we got to do it. And you caved. Mm-hmm. And then you ended up covered in spider bites because of the bugs that tree brought into your house.
Mm-hmm. And that's a whole different topic that we have to address next year before people get their trees. Kelly got an email from somebody who had a snake.
No.
A live snake.
Oh, yeah.
Come out of their wreath.
Oh, man. That would be the last year my husband would ever get a Christmas tree. Yeah. Is the year you bring home a snake. He'd be like, nope, artificial from here on out. Thank you very much.
That's what most people told me. They experienced squirrels or snakes or bats coming out of their tree.
Whoa.
Kelly, I got spiders.
I thought of you when I was in the car on Christmas Eve and saw trees on, like, more than one car that had their tree on the roof of their car. Like, they were taking it home on Christmas Eve to put it up and decorate it. Or they had taken it down and they were throwing it out.
And what was your thought? Was your thought, like, up too late? Or,
no.
Oh, good for them.
Who am I to police the joy of others? I thought good for them. Celebrating the birth of Santa Claus on Christmas Eve. Yes.
What?
Okay.
So,
you know what? Let me just tell you this. I was against the tree because, yes, it was so late in the year. That was my opinion. And then everyone told me, no, get a tree, get a tree. What you didn't tell me about were the bugs. And you also didn't tell me that if the guy cuts the tree just a little crooked at the bottom, what a pain in the butt it is to get it in a tree stand. Now our tree looks like it's been like sipping on some scissor because it's got a lean to it. And I'm so OCD that it's just been leaning, just gradually leaning.
So every time you walk by it, it drives you a little bit more crazy.
Oh my gosh. Then we put lights on it. And I was like, maybe if we put heavier ornaments on the side that's not leaning, it'll help. Maybe if we put rocks underneath it, it'll help the tree. Like, no, nothing helped. No, and I was so excited the day after Christmas. I said, do we take it down today?
Oh, why are you such a Grinch?
I'm not a Grinch. I'm not. I just got attacked by bugs, and it's not, like, appealing to the eye because it's not perfectly straight. So I just...
This tree is, like, haunting you.
It's stressing me out.
So as of you leaving the house this morning, where is your tree?
It's still up.
I love
it's
it.
It's still up.
So your boyfriend wants to keep it up till how long?
Well, he told me because I wasn't getting back home from Christmas break until, like, 2 days after. And he goes, well, we'll wait until the end of the week. And I'm like, well, that's the 27th, right? Like, let's take it down. Like,
let's do this.
Come on, let's go. I get back. You don't want to do it. And then he's like, well, you're not supposed to take it down until really, like, New Year's Day. So January 1st rolls around. I roll out of bed, and I'm like, let's take this tree down. He's like, I'm going to take you to brunch first.
Get you drunk.
Right.
And you forget.
And then I get home, and I'm like, I don't really want to do that. And then yesterday, I'm like, hey, are we going to do this today? Didn't want to do it yesterday. And then he goes, I think you're supposed to wait until the first full week of the year is over.
Love it. Good for him. You know what? I'm okay with him celebrating for as long as he wants.
You can't keep a tree up that long.
Yes, you can.
No, you can.
Kelly,
right.
You know what you got to do? Is you just got to turn this into an advantage for you. So, like, the next thing you want to do that he doesn't want to do, you just use the Christmas tree as you're cashing in that chip, right?
just hold it against him?
Yeah, you can just be like, well, remember the Christmas tree. I didn't want to do that, but I did it for you. So then you can do whatever it is. I don't know, some yoga retreat you want to do, some kale cleanse, something.
He want to do all that stuff, though. That's the problem.
I'm just saying, put that Christmas tree right in your back pocket, okay?
Well, I did this for you.
You have to,
and this is going to be a warning for you and a warning for everyone. You have to stop asking him to take it down.
Why?
You can't bring that up. I've gotten burned on more than one occasion.
Oh, really?
Talking to people about taking their tree down.
What?
Yep. I'll give you the warning on why you can't bring that up to someone.
Here we go. Wake up, Star 94.1.
If you are one of those people judging everybody for keeping up that Christmas tree and keeping it lit right now, Jeff has got a big time warning for you here in just a second. Then in less than 30 minutes from right now, we got a question for you, Parenting for Real. How did Christmas cause an injury in your house? I will explain how my daughter painted the street with her face.
Oh,
on Christmas Day. Got a story for you, and I want yours coming up in about 30 minutes from right now on the Jeff and Jen Show. But first, Jeff, you've got a warning for all those who are driving around with their nose in the air going, why are you keeping your Christmas tree up? It's already 2019.
So this is two different situations that I was involved in that are both incredibly awkward. One was a million years ago. I was living in a different city, was doing radio, and the host of the show said in the middle of January, you know, people still have their Christmas tree up. Call us if your neighbor still has their Christmas tree up. We're going to send Jeff out to knock in their door and find out why their Christmas tree's still up.
You were that guy on the show.
Yeah.
Send out Jeff to go do the dirty work.
That's when I was Omelet.
That was really his name on the radio.
They did call you Omelet. Yeah.
So we're going to send Omelet out there to knock on it, and we'll address it. So sure enough, I go out there with, you know, my backpack full of equipment. I look like a Ghostbuster in the old movie. I'm like, hey, bing bong. And they're like, hello, it's early. Who are you? And I'm like, I'm Omelet from the Mojo and Betsy Show. And I'm busting you for having your Christmas tree up. Why is your Christmas tree up? Like, well, my father-in-law moved in with us for hospice care, and this is most likely his last Christmas, and it's his favorite holiday, so we're keeping it up until he passes.
Oh.
Wacky radio. Zing, zing. I'm Omelet.
Oh, no. What did you say? No, you didn't. What did you do?
I don't know. Melted into a thing.
So you said there were multiple occasions. Number two?
And then the number two was...
Oh, that's the worst.
The number two was being in a, what is it called, a homeowners association community, and having the community email blast go out to everybody that said, hey, just a reminder, Christmas trees have to be down by January 8th or whatever the date was. You know, that's the rule. And of course, the email went out like on January 9th, and one of the person hit respond all and says, I hope you'll forgive my Christmas tree still being up, but my husband was injured in Afghanistan and is being transferred home to complete his rehabilitation here in Atlanta, and he gets here on January 20th, and we were hoping to keep the tree up until then.
Oh, what did that homeowners association honestly feel like then?
I think they tried to get them to take it down. And
you're kidding.
I honestly think they did.
Wow. HOAs are out of control.
Rules are rules. So anyways, I think it's great that you have your tree up, and I'm really sorry to hear about all the tragedy in your family, Kelly. I'm Omelet, Wacky Radio.
Still ahead on the Jeff and Jen Show.
Zing, zing. Wacky, wacky.
All right.
God, I hate myself.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can
put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.